Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Bruce Westfield. Welcome to the Grind Workshop Podcast. Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Bruce Westfield here on the Grind Workshop Podcast, where you are motivated and inspired to be the best version of yourself. I'm excited to be with you here today as we go into, as we continue on actually with season two. And today our topic is being a people builder, building people up as the focus. But before we talk about that, just want to thank everyone for joining this community of Grind Workshop Podcasts. For those who want to know where they can find this podcast, it's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and some of our newer distributions is Amazon. We have Amazon Music, and we are on Amazon Audible. I'm grateful that more and more platforms are giving us opportunity to share the message of the Grind Workshop Podcast. And you know, just so you know, I don't take any breakthrough, any inch or any mile for granted, because we've had to fight each and every mile we've taken or every step we've had to take. So, and that's, you know, just a testament for all of you too, is that, you know, anything that you ever want to do, you have to take your time to get there. Sometimes you get there fast, or sometimes you get there at a very slow pace. But the important thing is that we're all moving forward in the right direction. And if you're not, that's okay. Take a step back, take a deep breath, and just jump right back on the plow. You can be where you want to be. Just take your time to get there. Okay? I don't want, just want to let you guys know I have my coffee with me. I'm ready. I'm relaxed. I'm focused. I'm dialed in. I'm going to go ahead and take the honorary sip of this episode. We can get started. Oh, yes. I tried a new flavor today. It's actually like a butterscotch flavor. So I don't know what made me try it, but I really do like the sweetness that it brings to my mouth. You know, it's not necessarily about the coffee creamer. It's really about how they make the coffee. Whether you like a dark, medium, or light roast, I enjoy them all. It depends on what type of day it is. That's me. What works for you and what helps you to relax, it all depends on your preference. So I want you to get your coffee, your tea, whether you're in the car, and if you are, you know, somewhere in your office, I want to ask you to invite me in your environment. And give me an opportunity to speak to you or to act as if you and I are having a conversation, and allow me to speak some things that I believe that would really benefit you. Because if we're really being honest, a lot of the things that are happening to us in our life, it's a result of us. You know, we either put the work in or we didn't. And it can always be spoken, or it can always show itself in the fruit of our labor. So I want to talk about how you and I can continue to be a builder of people. But before we can be a builder of people, we have to understand ourselves. We have to understand the cause. We have to understand what's motivating us to be a builder of people, or what's stopping us from being a builder of people. And I believe that there are a few different factors that stop us from being a builder of people. Number one, we feel like we're not good enough. We feel like there are things in our own closet that we need to either hide, or things that we feel bad or ashamed of. And I would say it's fear. You know, sometimes fear can be a crippler or a crippling matter that stops us in our tracks from going after dreams and visions that we have for our own life. And sometimes when we don't accomplish things that we personally set out to do in our life, it can stop us from focusing on other people around us. How many of you know that you could very well be in the same car, driving in the same direction with people, and be going in different directions? I've been there, I've done it. And we've gone in different directions because there is something within myself that's not allowing me to go in the same direction as somebody else. One person has a vision and they say they want to go and change the world. And in order to change the world, there's a certain level or a certain example that a person has in their mind that they want to set forth. And if they're not careful, they may have very high expectations. And I know that we all have our own expectations. But what's important is that you don't set so many huge or big expectations if you're not ready for it. And I think that it takes time to get there because you will be challenged. Your beliefs will be challenged. Your values will be challenged. And if you're not careful, if you don't have a solid base or a solid foundation, it could potentially crumble. So some people, they don't want to be a builder of people because they know what it's going to require of them. They're going to have to raise their standards on themselves. They're going to have to check some bad habits. They're going to have to really look at themselves in the mirror and say, I need to make some changes in my own life. Another thing that can get in the way is some people feel like they haven't achieved much in their life, meaning that they feel that their platform is not as big as they want it to be, and they feel like they can't reach a certain number of people or a huge number of people. You don't have to have a big or a huge number of followers or a big number of people to make a difference. And I find this to be very true in my own life. You know, when I first started doing this podcast, I didn't have a big number of people following me. In fact, I still feel that I'm building my own platform. I'm building where I want to be. And when I believe this, and I've told several people this before, as you continue to build your platform, you're going to have people that come along the journey that may have never discovered you, may have never heard of you before. But then they go back and listen to the old audio books, or they listen to the old articles or the old videos that you used to put out. And they start to resonate with your message. And then they start to catch fire and they want to join your platform. They want to join your community. And that's why we have to learn to put the work in now, because being a builder of people means that you're a builder within yourself first. And that means that you have to get over the fact that you're not going to have a big number of followers when you start out. In fact, it starts out in your circle of influence, because the people that you relate to regularly on a daily basis, those are going to be your first believers. They're going to believe in your skill set. They're going to believe in your talent. They're going to believe in your gift. And they're going to be your biggest cheerleaders. If you don't find that you have big cheerleaders in your life, then I'd question the people that you have in your circle. So the question that you have to ask yourself is, do I have the right support system around me in order for me to feel like I can make a difference in their life? That's a great question to start with. So I'd like to share with you a couple of different habits that you can do daily that help you to work towards building people up, being a builder of people. And this is just from some of my personal notes and just some of the things that I've learned over the course of my life that has helped me to inspire people that I've worked with personally, professionally, and people that I love dearly in my life, you know, in my personal life. First thing is, number one, learn to empathize. That's right. Learn to empathize. Now, I've had to learn to empathize with people because I don't believe that I was personally born with a high level of empathy. In fact, my wife has a high level of empathy. She used to tell me early in our marriage, you know, you really do lack empathy. And I couldn't see it. Because, and you probably would agree with this, sometimes when people give us feedback and criticism, we don't necessarily see what they see because we're not the ones observing us. In fact, I think that if we took an opportunity or time to really sit down and to be honest with ourselves and look at different situations, we might come to the conclusion that, yes, we may struggle with empathizing with people. But learning to empathize is a skill that we can all develop. You see, it takes longer to develop the skill, right? If we're not focusing on building that skill. But the more that we put a focus on building the skill of empathizing with people, the sooner we can learn to understand people. I feel that when people struggle to empathize with people, that means that they struggle to understand people. Because until you can put yourself in someone's shoes and understand why they made this decision or how they came to that conclusion, we will struggle to learn, understand and see where people are coming from. And I've had to learn that in my own personal life, dealing with people, trying to see where people are coming from, how people came to this conclusion, how they came to that conclusion. And I can tell you now, I feel like I'm much better at empathizing with people than I ever have because I'm with someone who reminds me that I'm not empathizing with them. And I've had to make that a focus in my life. I've had to learn to be quiet. I've had to learn to slow down. And I've had to learn to listen to people. I've had to learn to stop looking around the room when people are talking and really focus on what they're saying and really listen to how they're saying it, the tone in how they say it. Look at their body language when they're speaking. Not necessarily just looking at the content and listening for the content, but trying to understand the cues that someone is really speaking in, because that's where you can develop the understanding. And I think with that, I feel like me personally, I've had to learn how to empathize with people. That's something that you can learn daily, and that's something we can focus on daily. Number two, I think it's important that we have to learn to create safe environments for people, meaning that if your environment seems threatening for someone, right, we're not so focused on, you know, us. You know, when we talk about building people up, we don't want to build an environment where it makes us just feel comfortable, but we have to create an environment where it allows others to feel comfortable to share. You know, I feel like we have to give people permission to be themselves. Give permission to be themselves, meaning that we have to help them in a safe environment to express themselves, to express their thoughts, to express their ideas, and understand that people are going to act with different reasons. You know, there are different reasons for why people respond certain ways, but we have to be able to create that environment for them to be able to share that information. Have you ever been in an environment where the environment was, it just felt like everything was it was sucked out. The energy was sucked out. And it felt like you were suffocating and you didn't want to be in there for too long and you didn't feel comfortable being there. You didn't feel comfortable sharing information. Well, that's an environment that I would say is not safe. The type of environment that I would say is safe is where people can feel comfortable with letting their hair down. They feel comfortable, you know, taking their shoes off. They feel comfortable sitting on the couch without having to get that vibe or even feel that type of anxiety in their heads or their minds and their hearts, you know? So with that being said, if we're going to be a people builder, we have to create an environment where people feel comfortable sharing information, where the walls are down, and their guards are down, and they want to share information. They want to build rapport with you. They want to take their relationship to the next level with you, which means that they're making a commitment to you because you are the one that's creating the safe environment, not with you in mind, but with the other person in mind. Number three, focus on building the relationship. Say it again. Focus on building the relationship. I've always thought that this statement was an interesting statement ever since I learned about it, but I find it to be more and more true as I get older. And it's by Dr. John Maxwell. The statement that he put out, it's from the one of his books, is one of his famous books called The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And the statement is, people are more important than the project. I said it again, people are more important than the project. Many people, they only have friends because they want them to do something for them. Okay? Either they want them to do something for them, or this happens often, when you get them on the phone, the person is only talking about themselves and they never ask, or they're not concerned about what's going on in the life of someone else. And sometimes we can put projects, we can put things, we can put ourselves before people. And it doesn't really build the relationship up. But what it does give is this illusion that the communication that's going one way is creating a great relationship. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the relationship is growing, but it makes you feel good to know that what you're sharing, it makes you feel good and makes you think the relationship is going well. But instead, the opposite could be happening. The relationship could actually be getting worse. I've been on that side before where I'm talking to somebody and all I hear about is them. And never asking what's going on in your life and actually wanting to hear about what's going on in my life without being judgmental, without thinking about how they can fix something in my life or how they can work something out in my benefit. But it's about them. And that's what I'm talking about. It gives this illusion that this relationship is strong, but really it's really built on sticks. I made this statement in a webinar I gave about a week ago, and I found it to be very true. If you build a relationship with fake people, you're really building a superficial relationship. It seems real, but when you put pressure on it, the relationship will fall apart. Solid relationships are tested, they're tried, and they become true. I think that in order for us to build solid relationships, we have to make it our focus. We have to be intentional and make it our business to get to know people, not in a judgmental way, not to get dirt or information on them to use against them later, but to really get to know people and really listen to them, but do it in a genuine way. Okay? Do it in a genuine way. I think that when we approach people in a genuine way and really become interested in what they're talking about and become interested in their life and their lifestyle and understanding them, that we build more transparent relationships and we build more relationships that can be trusted instead of relationships that seem real, but they're really fake. I got this silence in my head because I'm just thinking about what I just got through saying. Because for some people, you really need to let that sink in for a moment. Some of you, you are entertaining fake relationships. And that's okay. Maybe it makes you feel good, you know, to have somebody to talk to occasionally. But I would say, be a seeker of people who really want to build something with you. Okay? People who want to build something with you that potentially could go into, to turn into, hey, maybe it turns into a business opportunity. Maybe it turns into you helping them to build more confidence. Maybe you are talking with someone who may not have a great number of confidence within themselves. Just your association alone and the fact that you take an interest in them, it really could help them to build their own confidence and esteem. I've been there, I've done that, I've seen it happen. And I think that when I take more interest in people, people start to think that they're very interesting, and they are interesting. But it helps them to believe more in themselves. So, if we learn to empathize, if we create safe environments for people, and if we really focus on building solid, tested, tried, and true relationships with people, how much more will you be able to get out of life instead of becoming a selfish, self-centered individual who has nobody they can talk to, nobody they can share and build a life with, and then they feel lonely? So let's be focused on being a builder of people. Be a people builder. And I promise you, as you continue to build people up, you are going to get much more in life instead of being more selfish and withholding things that only benefit you, instead of building and giving and spreading that wealth to help other people. You will greatly appreciate it one day. And I guarantee you, everything you give, not that you have an expectation to receive it, but when you give to people and when you give freely to people without having an expectation back, it's going to come back to you in one way, shape, or form. It will come back. I want to thank you all for joining me for today's podcast episode. I enjoy adding value to you. I enjoy doing it whenever I have an opportunity to get on here. If you are attempting and looking for me, you can go on all of my social media platforms. I'm on Instagram at I am Dr. Bruce Westfield. The same thing can be on Facebook as well, on my professional page at I am Dr. Bruce Westfield. You can also find me on Clubhouse. It's at I am Dr. Bruce Westfield. Or if you want to go to my website and figure out a way to work with me, you can go to www.brucewestfield.com. That is www.brucewestfield.com. I want to thank you all for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a great, successful week. I'll see you next time.